SBS Radio.
Hello, my name is Anne Zaholka. I'm a photo media artist and I've produced a work for SBS, an interactive about my grandmother.
Tell us about it, because I think this is quite incredible, the process of it. That's the end process, putting it on SBS website. But what actually happened?
In 2016, my mother passed away, and I had the sad task of clearing out all her belongings. And amongst them, I just packed up a box and a plastic bag full of photographs and letters and some diaries and things, and then I unpacked them all and sorted them when I was home, and I found that there were a number of letters written in a script that I recognised from a cookbook that my mum had been given by her mother. I was really surprised and shocked to see them, because my mother had never spoken of them. I found myself very, very kind of curious to know what they contained, and trying to unravel the sort of period of time in which they were sent and where my mother was at the time. She and her sister had managed to escape to England following the Nazi sort of takeover of Austria, or at least after the Anschluss. They went to live in the former Czechoslovakia in a town called Leon. Eventually, yes, my mother managed to get passage on the Kinder transport, being almost too old. She was 18 at the time. And she left from Prague to England. And she was placed as a domestic there. And from that point on, she corresponded with her mother every second day. There would have been, over a two-year period, at least 360 letters or so.
So what's in the letters?
The letters were translated, and they contain a lot of information about what was happening to her at the time, and, you know, a bit of gossip, things that she'd sent to my mother.
But it's got a very important historical value.
Yes, you get a sense of it. The language she used at times was a little bit sort of coded. It talks about the Nazis coming to visit their house one day and rummaging through everything, actually reading all the letters that my mother had sent to her, and looking at her jewellery and so on. And she refers to them as the visitors. So within the interactive, there's a chapter that's called The Visitors. Yeah, it is very telling of the time. Jews weren't allowed to go into the coffee houses. They were, when she writes, they were still able to go into parks.
So the letters are from your grandmother's Margrethe, and she was born in Vienna, and your mum and your aunt were born in Vienna as well. And from what you just told us, your mum and her sister, younger sister, managed to get to England with the Kinder transport. But their mother, your grandmother, stayed in Vienna, and then she fled to Czechoslovakia. And then she ended up in Poland in the Lodz ghetto, and then transported to Auschwitz, where she was murdered. I think it's quite incredible that after all these years you found all those letters that tell you the history, because through the story of one individual you can find out a lot. And
I think it's, you know, unfortunately the letters stop at just prior to her deportation. She refers to it that she has to assemble at the Prague station, and that's the last letter that my mother has. And once she gets to Lodz, there are no more. I find out what happened to her there and how she survived there was part of my kind of journey and search. She survived 3 years there, which was quite incredible for a non-Polish Jew. I was very interested to try find out what sort of work she was doing there. Everybody had to work, and there was a huge industry of, you know, textiles, and they were manufacturing for the Germans and producing, you know, mattresses and uniforms.
We are talking to Anne Zaholka, renowned Australian artist and photographer, who has collaborated with SBS Online Documentaries to tell her remarkable story of retracting her grandmother's step during Second World War from Vienna to Prague to Poland to the Lodz Ghetto and to tragically ending in Auschwitz. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. And what was the process of putting it all on SBS websites for people to see your story and understand what happened?
Initially, it was the letters were translated, so we got a sense of what they contained. And then it was a process of trying to develop a script, which we brought Charlotte Wood on board to do that, and she interviewed. I ended up making that trip to Poland and to Prague, tried to find out further kind of information about it. So that's added. The other was archive of Heinrich Ross, which was this incredible photographic record of the Lodz Ghetto, and it's there that I try to find pictures of my grandmother.
And did you find any pictures?
No, I didn't. It's a massive archive and they are all up online, but unfortunately, not even with face recognition could I find her, sadly. But there were very many women who looked like her, and sometimes I sort of imagined that that was her. So.
And what impact the whole project had on you personally?
Oh, look, it's been quite profound. I mean, it's been growing up in Australia with no relatives, with no grandparents, to try and learn about my mother's mother was really very, very moving and emotional. And I think my sadness sort of comes from knowing what my mother lost. I think it's trying to honour her and honour her memory and make sense of her life and what happened. I'm grateful that I was able to produce this work with SBS, and it's work that I'll continue to develop both as visual works and exhibition.
Anza Halka, so if our listeners want to find the website, Finding Margaret on SBS website, you'll be able to see the photos and read the story. Anza Halka, thank you so much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.